what you could sell it for right now? I mean, is the appraised value that you got?
I don't know what it would actually appraise out at based on the fact that what the market would say it's worth based on having to put on there that it's been involved in a flood. And your likelihood of being able to do anything with it in the future. Flood insurance is $1,300 a year.
No, I get that. And I mean, the thing about this situation is your flood wasn't caused by being in a floodplain. It was caused by the fact that somebody was negligent up the road, which is kind of a random act, you know what I'm saying? And it ironically, I have a
permanently disfigured my unit.
Yeah.
And I even found out at this point that the fella next door to me had a grow room. We found that out and I got a picture when we went into his unit to take care of whatever. He was in jail, by the way.
Ah.
A guy named Hondo Phillips. Mm-hmm. You may have heard of him.
Well,
he was my next door neighbor.
So,
can I ask a question? Did the COA at Fall Creek take
the HOA?
Or the HOA, did they take any responsibility?
No, because they don't own the rainwater retention pond.
Who owns the pond?
At the time, it was Diamond Resorts. Evidently, that has changed hands now to Hilton.
And have they taken any responsibility?
No.
Yeah.
They consider it an act of God. And God did had nothing to do with it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the assessor assesses by the outside. We don't know what's inside. That's why everybody's uniformly done in this condo. And it's sad what happened to you, but as he pointed out, that was the retention pond. It wasn't that you're